around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful. And a little lonely.
Pa.
Hit him again. I can't hold him up all day.
All right, but I'm sure getting awful tired. Can I stop now?
Yeah, you can stop. We arrest him and then finish up.
Oh, you think I done all right, Pa?
You're learning. Being a man ain't easy, especially with a ma like you had.
If she was still alive, I'd sure get a caning for this.
Women just don't understand about these things, Buford. If they had their way, man never come into his own.
She sure made her way sound right and proper, though.
I know, but she ain't around no more. You know, I got to get that woman thinking out of your head. Fill it up with man thinking. Shake his feet there. Help me drag him to that bitch yonder.
Sure, Paul.
You ain't never put a bullet in a man, have you?
No, I ain't.
You're going to get your chance now.
In him?
In him.
Well, ain't he dead?
Never take no chances, boy. Right, come on now. Just roll it down that bank. Now let's just break off some of these here branches.
Why, I think we should bury him proper.
Branches is proper enough for the likes of him. But men there like he done.
You say so?
Just put him in a pile, yeah. Oh, that's plenty. Here's my gun. Shoot him and throw that stuff on top of it.
Where you going?
Kick out that campfire. See if there's any pickings we can use. No use leaving nothing good laying around for strangers.
Sure, Pa.
I ain't heard no shot yet. Come on, boy, get it done.
Get it, Pa.
That's more like it. Now cover me up and get back here. Solitary thing around here worth tooting. Not even none of them pans is worth nothing. Some people just got no pride at all.
Here's your gun, Pa.
Buford, you're going to be a man before you know it. Now we got one more thing to do. Over here in the wagon, get in front instead of the team.
Pa, not another shooting.
You ain't doing it, I am.
No, Pa, please.
You sure ain't acting like no son of mine. Turn your back in.
I just can't let you do it.
Get out of the way, boy.
No, Pa.
Now, look what you've done.
Hold out.
You made me spook your team.
I'm sorry, Pa.
I got half a mind to stomp your head.
I said I was sorry, Pa.
Yeah, never mind. I guess it don't matter too much.
Yeah. You still going to get me them boots like you promised?
When we get to Dodge, you'll get your boots, if you're man enough to fill them. Yeah, nothing more we can do here. Let's get going.
Right as usual, Mr. Dillon.
How about what, Chester?
About waiting till sundown to start back to Dodge.
Well, that makes more sense than riding in the heat of the day, doesn't it?
It sure does. Just look at that moon, will you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever taste green cheese, Mr. Dillon?
What?
Green cheese. Did you ever taste it?
No, not lately.
Well, what's it taste like?
Well, I don't know, Chester.
Don't know? Well, you said not lately, so I figure you must have...
Hold up a minute.
What's the matter?
That wagon moving along the ridge up there.
Well, it's moving awful slow, but I...
Chester, there's no driver.
And you're right. Must have wandered off from somebody's camp.
Yeah, it could be. But only a greenhorn would set up camp and leave his team in harness.
We gonna take a look?
Yeah, I think we better. Come on. We'll come up on them slow so they don't take off, right?
I'll get out in front of them, Mr. Dillon.
I'll check the wagon. Chester, come here.
What is it, Mr. Dillon? What's the... Oh, my goodness.
Cut those thongs on her wrists.
Yes, sir. Is she alive?
She's still breathing. Here, let's raise her up a little so we can see better.
Why, it's an Indian girl.
Yeah.
Is there anything we can do for her?
Not much, I'm afraid. Not out here. We gotta get her to Dodge.
Well, I sure do hope Doc can save her.
Well, he'll try. But I'm not too sure she'd want him to.
Mr. Dillon, anybody who'd treat a woman like this, well, I mean, it just ain't human. He's an animal.
Yeah. When I find him, he'll get his cage.
Poor little thing.
I'll drive the team, Chester. You ride back here with her. Steady her as much as you can. It's a rough ride from here to Dodge.
Yes, sir, it sure is.
She's going to make it, huh, Doc?
She'll make it.
I wouldn't have given you a plugged nickel for her chances when we found her.
Wonder how Kitty's making out with her in there.
And if she can even persuade that girl to nod her head, it'll be better than I did. Just stared. Wouldn't even look at me.
Can't exactly blame her. You're a man.
Yeah, I know. Oh, Kitty?
She talked some.
In English?
Yeah. Doc, when can we move her over to my place so I can keep an eye on her?
We'll see how she is in the morning, Kitty.
She seems pretty weak and tired right now.
I'll take her.
Well, I'll check with you in the morning. Night.
Night, Kitty.
Night, Doc. Hi, Kitty.
I need a drink. Walk back to the Long Branch with me. I'll tell you about it on the way.
All right.
She wouldn't talk about herself, what happened to her. Only about her husband.
Her husband?
Yeah.
Well, start from the beginning, Kitty.
Well, as I put it together, she and her husband were setting up camp for the night. And while he was out getting firewood, two men rode in. She offered him coffee. And that's when they...
Yeah, go on.
Her husband heard her screams and came running back. Tried to fight him off, and they grabbed him. She could hear them beating him. Then, just before she passed out, she heard a shot.
Could she describe these two?
Not really. Just that they were both big men.
Yeah, there's not much to go on.
I know.
I don't guarantee that could be a nice thing.
Well, looks like Chester found a couple of drinking friends.
Doesn't sound like they're exactly friends, does it? I tell you, you go on. I'll join you in a minute.
Yes, sure.
He ain't your son, is he?
No, he ain't. But I just don't think it right to make anybody stand up.
All right, then. Stop sticking your skin and nose where it don't belong.
Now, you look here.
All right, Chester. What's the trouble here?
Oh, Mr. Dillon.
Who are you?
He's the marshal. That's who he is.
Marshal, huh? Well, listen, marshal. This nosy fella here...
You just shut up a minute. You'll get your turn. Now, what's this all about, Chester?
I've been watching him for an hour, Mr. Dillon. He's making this young fella here drink down whiskey almost as fast as Sam can pour it.
What's wrong with that? He's my son. I got the right.
I see.
He's 26 years old, Marshal. Never had no hard liquor. Now, I think it's time I teach him to hold it.
What is your name, mister?
Wilkins. Zachary Wilkins. And this here's my boy.
I'm Buford.
Buford, turn loose to the bar and shake hands with the Marshal.
I can't, Pa. My leg bones has went so.
You're all right, and I do like I say.
Well, I'll try, Pa. Howdy, Marshal.
Stand up, Buford.
All right, you listen to me, Wilkins. I can't tell you how to treat that boy of yours, but while you're in Dodge, I don't want to see him like this again. If I do, I'll put you both in jail just long enough to sober up, then run you out of town. Now, you get him out of here and take him someplace where he can sleep it off.
You're sure high and mighty, ain't you? Come on, Buford. Fine thing when the law tries to stop a father from making a man out of his own son.
Well, I reckon it's a good thing you come in when you did, Mr. Dillon. They're pretty husky fellas.
Looks like you got nothing but trouble tonight, man.
Yeah, it looks that way.
Sam.
Yes, Miss Kitty?
Set out 3 glasses and a bottle of rye, will you?
Sure.
Kitty, I've been thinking about that Indian girl's story. Now, the team couldn't have run too far from where they camped. I'm going out first chance I get tomorrow and see what I can find.
You're going to bring in her husband's body?
Either that or bury him.
Adam.
What?
Adam. That's what you called him.
It's a strange name for an Indian.
I guess I forgot to tell you, Matt. Her husband wasn't an Indian.
I don't mind people taking their time, but I should have been closed an hour ago. It's almost 7 o'clock.
We're paying good money for them, and we'll just look till we find the right one.
Well, I showed you every boot I've got 2 times over.
They gotta be the right ones, don't they, Buford?
That's right, Paul. Well, I sure am glad you're working late, Mr. Jonas.
Well, what do you want, Chester?
Miss Kitty told me to buy a dress.
What?
It's for that little Indian girl.
Oh, the one you brought into docks last night?
That's right.
How is she?
Well, she's doing fine. But her clothes was tore pretty bad, and Miss Kitty thought a dress would make her feel better.
Well, let's see now. About how tall is she?
Oh, she's just... about so high. Ain't much meat on her.
You say these boots cost $7.60?
That's what I said.
We want them. Yeah.
It's about time.
And you?
Me?
Make your Marshal friend real happy.
Tell him me and Buford is leaving Dodge. Well, you made me kind of happy, too.
I figured that. Buford, you go on down to that stable, get our horses, bring them up in front of that Long Branch place. I'm going to have me a couple of drinks there before we go.
You know, take my new boots with me.
Sure, take your boots.
Now, there's a real pair of gents, huh?
Yeah.
Well, here, what do you think of this dress, Chester?
Oh, that'll be fine.
Now, I got a couple of others.
Oh, that one's all right. Just put it in a sack. And Miss Kitty said to add it up to her bill.
All right. Here you are.
Thanks, Miss Jones.
Thank you.
Night.
All right.
I just got in, Chester.
Here, I'll take that dress on up to Raina.
Raina? Oh, is that her name?
That's what she calls herself.
Now, you know that's kind of pretty.
Sit down, Chester. Your friend, Zach Wilkins, just came in ahead of you.
I know. I seen him over at Jonas's. He's leaving town.
Good.
Did you find where Raina's camp was at?
Yeah. But there wasn't any body.
No body?
No, I found a few blood stains in a ditch and a pile of branches. That's all.
You reckon somebody stole it?
Hell, either that or Raina's not telling the truth.
Well, why in the world would she lie about anything?
Matt, she's not there.
Huh? Raina?
She's gone.
We better find her, Chester.
Yes, sure. Oh, she ain't well enough to be going nowhere. Why, that's...
Mr. Dillon, look!
Buford! Marshal, my boy... He's been scalped. Somebody scalped Buford.
Yeah.
Somebody scalped my boy.
Chester, get Doc. We'll meet you at the jail.
Let the bleeding stop, Matt.
You want to take him to my cot in the office?
No, just leave him here in the cell.
Oh,
better not to move him.
You was right, Paul. You was right. I couldn't shoot him, Paul.
He's delirious.
I was woman thinking. I missed him. I missed him on purpose.
Who, Buford? Who did you miss?
The camp fellow. The one in the ditch. You told me to shoot him.
Buford, this camp that you're talking about.
McDillon?
Oh, Chester, did you find her?
Yes, I did. Just south of town. It said she was going back out to camp and bury her husband. I took her to Miss Kitty.
Doc, are you about through here?
Yes, but I can handle him now.
All right, if you need me, holler. Come on, Chester. I want you to go get Raina and bring her back here.
Did he die, Marshal? Did Buford die?
No, Wilkins, he didn't. Come on, Chester.
Yes, sir. But he's going to Raina.
I don't think so.
His head, it was so...
Yeah, I know, but he won't be the first man to live through a scalping.
Marshal, I'm going to kill the dirty Injun that did this.
Now, what Indian would have a reason?
Well, Injuns ain't like people. They don't need no reason. I know it was, Marshal. It was that girl.
Oh, what girl?
You know that Injun girl that Chester was talking about.
I don't think so, Wilkins. I don't think she could have done it. She's not strong enough, but I can understand why she might want to.
You ain't making sense.
Two men broke into her camp last night. Big men like you, Wilkins, and Buford.
Well, it wasn't us.
Well, Buford says different.
That don't mean nothing. His head's hurting.
I think he's telling the truth.
I'm going to find her, Marshal, and I'm going to take care of her good.
Excuse me, Dillon.
Come in, Raina.
Don't be scared.
You done it. You cut my boy. I'm going to kill you.
You're not going to do anything, Wilkins. Take his gun, Chester. Now, Raina, have you ever seen this man before?
Yes, Marshal. He is one of them.
She's lying.
No, Marshal, he is one of them.
You ain't going to take the word of a dirty little Indian over mine.
You're saying that she hasn't seen you before.
That's right.
And you were nowhere near her camp last night?
No, I wasn't.
All right, I'll take your word. Now get out of here.
Marshal.
Open the door for Mr. Wilkins, Chester.
That's more like it. Now give me back my gun.
But, Mr. Dillon...
Marshal.
Don't worry, Raina. If he's lying, Adam will take care of him.
Adam?
Who's Adam?
It's her husband. Adam's alive, Raina. He's already cut up one Wilkins, and he's out there in the dark somewhere really looking forward to this one. Open the door, Chester.
My gun, Marshal. I want it back.
You say you've never seen this girl. You don't need a gun.
Well, I ain't going out there unarmed, not with him looking for
me. You mean this girl isn't lying?
I didn't say that.
What are you waiting for? Get out of here. Get out of here, or I'll throw you out.
No! I don't want what Buford got. She's right. I did it. Lock me up.
Do what he says, Chester.
Come on.
Where is my husband, Marshal?
I don't know, Raina, but he must be close by.
If you find him, will you put him in jail, Marshal?
Well, he cut young Wilkins pretty bad.
They hurt him.
Yes, I know.
They meant to kill him.
I'll still have to hold Adam for trial.
And if he runs?
I'll have to track him down. But I'll tell you one thing, Raina.
What, Marshal?
It'll take 12 men to convict him. And I couldn't name one in this town I think would want to.
And directed in Hollywood by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The story was specially written for Gunsmoke by Vic Perrin and Harry Bartell, with editorial supervision by John Meston. Featured in the cast were Harry Bartell, Vic Perrin, Lillian Bayef, and Ralph Moody.
Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. This is George Walsh inviting you to join us again next week when CBS Radio presents another story on Gunsmoke.